Well, good morning, everyone. We are only now a couple of days away from the new year, and I have to admit that over the last I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 weeks, my anticipation and faith has been growing significantly with regard to what I believe God's going to do in 2019 in my life personally. In the life of my family, and in the life of our growing church family. And so I'm not exactly sure why over the last 6 to 8 weeks it's been growing, but as I anticipate and as I think about the coming new year, I'm just getting more and more excited. And I believe that as we think about all the things that God has planned for us in 2019. And he has very specific things planned for you in 2019, for me, and for us. As we anticipate that, and as our faith rises in expectation, we are making ourselves ready for all the things that God has in store for us in 2019. And I'm just really, really excited about it. And I just want to say that God has big plans for you in 2019. And go ahead and tell the person next to you that God has big plans for them in 2019. God has big plans for you in 2019. Go ahead and tell them. He's got blessings. He's got blessings in store. And I think that if we could pull back the curtain and take a look at all the blessings that God has in store for you and for your family and for our church family, all of our faith would be rising right now. We'd be excited and anticipating. But before we completely turn our gaze to 2019, let's take a few moments and look back to 2018, and let's remember all the ways that God has blessed us in 2018. He has blessed you abundantly in 2018. And the Bible tells us that we need to make sure that we remember all the ways that God has worked in our lives in the past, because it's a part of our faith going into the future that God has blessings in store for us as we move our way into the future. And so I just want to make sure that we're spending a little bit of time remembering what 2018 has meant to all of us in the areas of God's blessing. Now, many of you may know that our oldest child, Mariah, is a freshman at Indiana University this year. And before she left for her first semester, we sat down and we helped her put some goals together for the semester. And so here a few days ago, we sat down at a coffee shop. And Kathy and I met with her, and we asked her to give an assessment of this first semester. And we asked her to kind of answer two different questions. Over this last semester, what went really well? And then what didn't go as well as you would have hoped? And so she kind of came up with this list. And the list was about even between what went well and what didn't go quite as well as she had hoped. And we asked her to answer those two questions in five specific categories. So here were the five categories we asked her to make this assessment. Academically, what went well, what didn't go so well? Emotionally, relationally, physically, and spiritually. And it was really insightful as we kind of worked our way through those categories. And again, it was probably about even with regard to the number of things that went well and didn't go as well as she had hoped. And my guess is that if all of us right now did a little bit of a spiritual inventory with regard to 2018, and we asked ourselves, okay, what went really well in 2018? What didn't go so well in 2018? We would all be able to come up with probably a lengthy list. And maybe the list would be even between what went well and what didn't go as well as we had hoped. And what I'd like us to do this morning is to actually think about those things. There's a principle in Scripture that's very important for us to remember. We can either spend our time and our focus on the things in life that aren't going well or haven't gone well, or we can choose to spend more of our time thinking about the things that have gone well and the things and the ways in which God has blessed us. And most of us have a tendency to think more about those things that haven't or aren't going as well, or we have a tendency to think and consider the things that have been areas of blessing. But God tells us in His Word that if we choose to spend more time on the areas of life where we're thankful, it will impact our entire outlook. It will impact our perspective. It will impact our influence on others. It doesn't mean that we don't get discouraged at times. It doesn't mean that we don't recognize the brokenness and disappointments of life. It doesn't mean that we try to pretend everything's good and okay when it's not. It doesn't mean that we try to cover up. It just means that in the midst of our disappointments, in the midst of our brokenness, in the midst of our pain, we make a conscious choice to focus on all the ways God's revealing His blessings in the midst of the brokenness. It's a conscious choice. And as we do that, as we think about the ways in which God has blessed us, it creates in us this thankful spirit, and it draws our minds and hearts to God. And this is exactly what He wants to do in our lives, because He's showering us with blessing after blessing after blessing in the midst of the disappointment and the pain and the difficulty. A thankful spirit is powerful and influential. People want to be around those who have this thankful spirit. They're not covering up the hard times, but they just have this continued focus on the ways in which God is blessing. It's powerful and effective. Let me read just a few verses. Philippians 4:8 says this, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, here's what I want you to do. Think on those things. Think about such things. Turn your gaze on the ways in which God is blessing, because the blessings are amazing and they're every single day we're seeing and receiving God's blessings. Psalm 7:17 says, "I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. In the midst of my pain, in the midst of my disappointments, I will continue to praise His name because His blessings are abundant. I am incredibly thankful. I receive His blessings every single day." Psalm 9:1 says, "I will give thanks to You, Lord, with all my heart." It's not as if I'm kind of going through the motions, and we find ourselves at times going through the motions, you know, trying to say the right thing or have the, it's actually coming back to what's going on in our hearts. We are genuinely incredibly thankful. I mean, I am genuinely anticipating the amazing blessings that God has in store for me and for us in 2019. And that's why my faith is rising and rising and rising with expectation. It's genuinely coming from the heart. And when we praise God and when we think about the blessings, we need to make sure that we're not going through the motions. It actually comes from our hearts. "I will give thanks to You, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all Your wonderful deeds." Psalm 105 says, "Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him. Sing praise to Him. Tell of all His wonderful acts. Remember the wonders He has done." Can you remember? I mean, just think back in 2018, the wonders, the blessings, the ways in which He's revealed Himself to you, the ways in which during your darkest days, He was right there with His presence and His abundance. Remember the wonders he has done. We need to make sure that we're spending adequate time before we turn our gaze completely on the new year. We need to think back. Lord, how have you revealed yourself? How have you shown me your blessings? I don't want to forget them. And so we're going to do that this morning. And we're going to do that in a way where we're going to give many people this morning an opportunity to give even public testimony, public praises, public thanksgivings to God. It's important for us not only to believe it in our minds and our hearts, but actually to say it with our mouths and with our lips, to actually put it to words. Because as we're speaking out God's blessings, it's a way that turns our gaze on the beauty and the majesty and the power of God. It helps us in our times of weakness, in our times of discouragement, to remember the ways God is blessing us and to make sure that our hearts and our minds are focused on him. How has he worked in your life in 2018? How has he worked in your family? How has he worked among us as a church family? And so we're going to offer a time to do that this morning. Maybe it's in the area of physical healing or blessing. Maybe it's relational healing or blessing, emotional healing, financial healing, or any other kind of blessing where he's met you right where you're at this past year. I can think of so many in my life over this last year. I remember I was looking through my prayer requests. I keep a journal of all these prayer requests and make sure I put down how God's answered all of them. I do that every year. And I was looking through that. And I remember at the beginning of 28 having this really severe neck pain that lasted for quite some time. And I could barely move my neck and having people pray and getting healed of that. I remember when I had that head pain for 18 months, 24/7, that God brought healing to me. In 2018, I had no issues with that head pain. I had an opportunity to take a missions trip to Haiti with my two oldest daughters, Mariah and Julia. It was so meaningful. I was so incredibly thankful to have that time with my two girls on a missions trip. And it was just one of the blessings that God gave to me. God blessed my marriage as Kathy and I grew together in several different ways in 2018 that I'm incredibly thankful for. I had the opportunity to share the gospel with many people in 2018, and every single time I had the opportunity to share the gospel, I was thankful. Whether they believed or not, I was thankful I had the opportunity. And out of the several people that I had the opportunity to share the gospel with, two people came to faith. I'm so incredibly thankful for the ways in which these two individuals came to faith in Jesus. My daughter and I, Julia, my second daughter, we were up here on stage a couple of months ago sharing the brokenness and pain of our relationship over 3 or 4 years, of how difficult it was, the tension in our relationship. We were very, very vulnerable about the difficulties during that time. And I was incredibly thankful that my daughter was willing to be vulnerable up here and the ways in which God has restored and is still restoring our relationship as a dad and a daughter. And it was just another one of the blessings of God in 2018. And so in the midst of the disappointments, in the midst of the struggles, in the midst of things that didn't go quite as well as we had hoped, there are all kinds of blessings that God has showered upon you, has showered upon your family, and has showered upon our church family. And we just need to remember, we need to recall, we need to praise, we need to turn our gaze on God and all the ways he's met us where we are at. And so I want to give you an opportunity to do that. So here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to give you just a few moments, just in the quietness of your own hearts, just to do a little spiritual inventory of 2018, and just to begin to recall, let the Spirit bring to mind ways in which God has blessed you this past year in all kinds of different ways. And then I'm going to give you an opportunity just to share with someone sitting next to you some of those blessings so that we can actually speak them out. And then we're going to have an opportunity, we're going to have some open mic time, and we're going to just, we're going to have someone passing around the mic, and we're going to have an opportunity just to share publicly, just a real brief testimony, and we'll have many people share what they're thankful for and the ways in which God has worked in their lives in 2018. So let me give you an opportunity, just in the own quietness of your own heart, just to allow the Spirit to speak to you, for you to speak back to God, and just to begin to remember, think through 2018 and all the ways that God brought blessing in your life. So let's just spend a few moments. If you just bow with me in prayer, let's just spend a little time thinking and praying.